This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Family members of a woman who died in the Jefferson County Jail are suing county officials and a private contractor. CPR's Jenna McMurtry reports the complaint argues her death 2 years ago could have been prevented if she had been taken to a hospital.
According to the lawsuit, Abby Angelo had dangerously low vital signs but received minimal medical attention. She died of a heart infection after 9 days in jail. Abby's mother, Christy Angelo, said she wants accountability to ensure this never happens again.
I am her voice right now, and I am fighting for her. I believe she's entitled to her justice.
Jefferson County Sheriff Department and private healthcare provider WellPath, both named in the complaint, have not responded to a request for comment. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
A University of Colorado professor is suing the school, alleging pay discrimination and retaliation. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Paul Campos, the only Latino on the law faculty at CU Boulder, claims he is paid less than his white colleagues. He also alleges that the law school dean, who is black and a woman, retaliated against him for raising concerns about his compensation and for taking parental leave. His lawsuit states that a 2021 pay study found he earned nearly $14,000 less per year than white law faculty, despite being the most senior law faculty member. A university spokesperson says the college is reviewing the lawsuit. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Boulder's 4th of July celebration is back on this year after a three-year hiatus. This year's event at CU's Folsom Field will feature drones instead of fireworks. Cities around the state have been moving to drone shows because of fire concerns. Fire danger is high today in the mountains and in western Colorado. There are red flag warnings for Grand Junction and Montrose, Aspen and Vail. Grand Junction getting above 90 this afternoon, mountain highs in the 70s and 80s, and those fire danger conditions continue on Thursday. For Metro Denver, sunny, highs near 90, then a chance for rain tomorrow and Friday, and cooler temperatures for the end of the week. This is CPR News.